I hit record. All right. That's my sound test. That's me going.
Yeah. Are you ready to rumble?
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, children of one age, whatever age is the age you need to be to listen to adult content and yet still immature enough to enjoy it, welcome to Just Be Cousins, and in this corner, hailing all the way from Davenport, Iowa, in the blue trunks. No, wait, they're red. No, he's not wearing trunks. In the nude corner, Joe Neal. And in the other corner, wearing purple or something. Yeah, I don't know. No, he's naked too. Jason Mark. All right, gentlemen, come together. Touch gloves. No, I said gloves. Touch gloves. No. Yeah. Fuck, you guys are weird. Ding, ding. Go to your corners. We'll get to start in a second. All right. Hey, Joe, how you doing?
Hey, pretty good.
Yeah? Shut up.
I'd say it's nice to hear your voice, but I'm trying to be irritated already.
Yeah, I am irritated. Hey,
good,
sorry.
Good.
You know what? I'm sorry. I'm starting to fight early. I mean, you're an asshole, but I'll save it. Right? I'll save it.
All right.
So.
We're
going to fight.
I guess the plan is we need to figure out what to fight about.
Yep, we're going to fight.
Then there's a little format that mm-hmm. I think our listener will catch on to.
Are we going to fight about what we're going to fight about? Like, is this boxing or is this WWE?
I think it's more like boxing.
Okay, so
like,
there's a little bit
like
of respect.
Video game boxing.
Oh. Yeah, almost. Okay, all right. Well, I know you wanted to fight about the Beatles, right?
Yeah, so we can do that one.
Yeah, fight about the Beatles. Did you want to fight about, like, a particular movie that I think sucks and you think is great or vice versa?
Yeah. Here, why don't you – this will be easy. Tell me some movies that you hate, and okay. As soon as you hit one that I really like – we'll establish it as a round.
I think you're going to like all of these because I went through the list. The Usual Suspects, Fight Club, Inception, Reservoir Dogs. I mean, they're all shit.
Yeah, see, those are all great.
Yeah, so pick one. You don't have to pick it right now. You can think about it. I can bring it back up when we hit the round. Or pick one now.
I'm going with Inception. If I could bitch about any movie, it's going to be that one. So we're going to go Inception.
All right, go Inception. All right, Beatles, Inception. And then what else are we going to fight about? I don't even remember.
We're going to fight about alcohol.
Oh, yeah. Am I pro or con?
Well, since I haven't had a drink in like 3 months and you've had 3 drinks in the last minute. No, I'm just kidding.
No, it's true though.
I think that puts you on the pro and me on the con, probably.
Okay. All right. So, Beatles movie, our Inception, alcohol. Anything else?
Is there any band at all that?
Ugh, probably 1,000, dude. I mean, besides the Beatles, right? I mean, I'm sure that. I mean, you could make fun of
me
for
this?
Like.
Do you like? I'm going to take the con again on this one,
okay,
probably.
Yeah.
But do you like Limp Bizkit?
Not really, but I mean, I can pretend to though. I mean, they're fucking awesome, dude. Oh wait, I'm starting too early. Yeah, well, okay, let's do that. Let's do Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit.
I like the way you said Limp Bizkit.
Limp Bizkit. Okay.
All right. Disneyland.
Yeah.
You want to fight about Disneyland? Okay.
I'm going to be pro Disneyland.
Yeah.
Though,
yeah.
If you listen to earlier podcasts,
it
seems that I'm very anti.
Right.
But for real, deep down, I'm all about it.
Oh, no, you're
so
very pro
Disneyland. Can you take con on that?
I'll take con on that. Yeah.
All right.
Do we want to have some non pro con conflicts? Like, could we have maybe Picard versus Kirk or Coke versus Pepsi?
Oh, yeah. Look, that's cool. That's cool.
You want to do that particular one, or do you want to be like Coke versus Pepsi?
I really want Picard on that one.
All right, I'll take Kirk, sure. That one's probably not going to go too well.
I could argue for either one.
We'll just see how that one goes.
I somehow both hate and love both of those sons of bitches.
Okay.
So, I don't know.
I reserve the – sure. No, I mean, if you want Picard, that's great. I reserve the right at any point when I don't know anymore what to say to go off into my usual
fight mode, which is to say nothing, like with a lot of words. I might do that.
Sure. Well, you know, some of these rounds, we both might get just tired.
Yeah.
But you know, we got to try and make it to the end of the round.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, if one of us is stricken silent, then I think that's a KO.
Mm.
Well,
something like that. Yeah. I
don't know how that works. Really. Yeah. Well, I don't think that either of us will score a knockout. Is that how you say it?
I guess so. I don't know.
Not a big boxing
fan. Are you going to say neither of us was going to score with a knockout? Oh, sup.
Hey.
So I think that's five topics. I hope you wrote them down because I didn't, but I can write them down real quick.
Topics. I also wanted maybe just a little bit of time for general insults.
Yeah, okay.
Well, what's your least favorite topic there? Because honestly, I'd like to replace one of those topics with just general insults.
General insults. Okay, let's go back over the topics because I can't remember. First, we're going to do, or not necessarily in this order, but Beatles, Inception, Limp Bizkit. I know that's not the order we went into. Alcohol. Mm-hmm. And then Picard, Kirk. Right?
Yep.
That's five and topics.
That's five, but wait, yeah. What was the last one?
Picard, Kirk.
Oh, general insults.
Yeah, the general insults.
How many topics is that? Okay.
That's six, and that's longer than we have. So,
all right, let's take out Inception, because I actually just really like that. I'm going to struggle with that. You're going to kick my ass. Yeah, you're just going to kick my ass.
I wasn't, but okay. I'll take out Inception. So let's then... Do we have an order we want to go in? Do we want an order?
Sure. Well, okay.
Yeah. I want to start with the Beatles.
Well, you'll let's wing it. Here we go.
Okay, we're going to wing it? All right. Okay, so we're going to 10-minute rounds. And help me remember, I'm going to do... Okay, I know what to do. Okay, let me turn off the background music. Let me...
Can you walk us through it?
Let me tell you what I'm going to do next. All right, let's see. Here we go.
Well, I just want to say right off the top.
Yeah? You fucker.
Here, let's let's keep it clean here. But arguably...
Whatever she did.
The Beatles is one of the greatest bands ever.
Okay, so... God, I don't even know where to start with this. I guess I'll start with the lyrics of some of their songs. Is that cool with you, Dick? I mean, Joe?
No, it's not cool.
Well then I'm going to do it anyway.
Dirty, okay. Let's start there.
Here we go. Love me do. Love me do? What the fuck is love me do? Love me do? Love my doo-doo? Is that what they're saying? Love my shit? Is that what they're saying? Defend that one. Okay?
Love me do? It's just a cute little love song.
Cute little love song.
I don't know if you want to look it up, but how many... Look, they made a whole lot of money. So if you don't like the lyrics of that song, then at least
we're going to use the money.
Give them a little bit of credit for having their Beatle fingers on the pulse of the this
Beatle fingers on like their assholes. More like, I mean, yeah, they made a lot of money. So did that. Well, I'm not going to say his name, but you know who I'm talking about. Money doesn't mean shit. And here, that's not the only one. Shake it up, baby. Now, come on and twist a little closer now, and let me know that you're mine. Human trafficking much? Let me know that you're mine. You know what they also say in that song?
They're talking about romance, and they're talking about dancing. Are you anti-romance and dancing?
Here's one again. They say, twist and shout, work it all out. Work what out? Did she fart into her pantyhose and her ankles puffed up? I want to know what's going on. It's vague, Joe. I don't like it.
All right. Well, when it comes to lyrics, hey, Eleanor Rigby is a real interesting kind of progression.
Lyric. Yeah, if you're into GILFs.
If I'm into what?
GILFs.
Grandmothers I'd like to fuck?
Yeah. Eleanor Rigby. Oh. Have you ever in your life met somebody named Eleanor who was not at least 65 years old?
Well, I think you're being a little bit harsh there.
Okay, Eleanor Rigby, tell me.
It's a good song.
Another.
Lyrically, it's good.
Okay, how about this one?
Let's just look at the innovation. Now, apparently... Now, that this is what I understand, is that they used, when it comes to like rock and roll, they started using, you know, branching out when it comes to chord progressions and song forms and stuff like that. Now, maybe not out. With Love Me Do.
Oh, they went from three chords to four. Yeah.
Say what?
Oh, yeah, branching out. They went from three chords to four. Ooh, Paul McCartney wrote a... What the fuck did he write? That it wasn't even a symphony. It was like a cantata or something for the modern man. I don't even know. But look, you know what? Here's my take on this. And I know I'm going to alienate a lot of people, but fuck them, Joe. John Lennon, George Harrison, dead. Paul McCartney, Ringo Starr, should be dead. I think that says it all right there.
That's fucking terrible.
You know what? You're fucking terrible. You listen to this band like everybody else in the whole goddamn universe, like they're God's gift to music when, you know, real people who actually like real music are listening to real music like you know, like Raffi and Casper Baby Pants and the Lori Berkner Band and Charlie Hope. You know what I'm saying? Songs, music with integrity. And you're over there with like, well, she was just 17. You know what I mean? Yeah, I do statutory rape. I know what you mean.
Yeah, but, you know, John Lennon, by the end of this whole thing, he was using his platform to kind of promote peace. He was, you know.
Yeah, piece of ass.
He was considered the voice of a generation.
Not my generation. And that generation, yeah, okay, yeah, he was the voice of a generation. A generation were the baby boomers. They're all psychopaths, literally. I read a book about it. They suck. They're ruining the planet. Thanks, John Lennon. Thanks, Yoko. Oh, no. Oh, no, it's Yoko.
What about just their influence on rock and roll? I bet there's a bunch of bands that are like, oh, you know what really got me into music is the Beatles. I bet there's a whole lot of bands that you listen to, they wouldn't even fucking exist if it weren't for the Beatles. And you cannot even respect that.
Well, can you name one of those bands? Because I can name bands that certainly took some inspiration from the Beatles, and those bands suck. For example, Danzig, Limp Bizkit, Green Jello, Green Jelly, Green Chamomile, Green Tea, Green Leaf, Green Day, Green Dog. They're all inspired by the Beatles.
These are all bands that didn't give a shit about the Beatles?
Those are all bands that were inspired by the Beatles, and as far as I'm concerned, you can put them in the compost heap.
Oh, see, I thought you were a Limp Bizkit fan.
Oh, no, no, they suck. They're terrible. Oh, okay. They're not worse than the Beatles, but they're close. Fred Durst is how when I want to speak shit, is how I say Paul McCartney.
All right, well, we'll fight about Limp Bizkit.
Fine, we'll fight about them.
Apparently, I'm going to like them.
No, you hate
fuck
them.
Fuck you for hating Limp Bizkit.
No.
How
no.
about fucking Radiohead? They've said that they
Radiohead. You know,
influenced
yeah,
by
I'm
the
a
Beatles.
Creep. One Hit Wonder? Yeah. What was that? OK
Give
Computer?
Me a break.
OK Computer? That's worse than I want to hold your hand. You want to hold my
how about what? This? I'm almost sure that you like Nirvana. And they have cited the Beatles as a major influence.
Yeah, they said that's what we're not going to play. Shit.
Okay.
Well,
and you're saying McCartney and fucking Ringo should both be dead?
Well, they're
that's
old.
Super
they're,
hard.
The old Joe, they're taking up oxygen that kids need, right? That's not right. That's not. I mean,
ooh,
you
what about admit. What about all the joy that they've brought? Can you respect that, or do you have
okay joy?
Is there any appreciation just for spreading joy?
Listen,
on
listen,
planet Earth.
Don't talk to me about spreading. Okay, first of all, a lot of people, including you. Joe, say that, like, you don't even know the Beatles. I know the Beatles. I bought Rock Band, the Beatles version of Rock Band. You know Rock Band, the one where you get the joystick guitar and you play the songs? Yeah, I played every fucking Beatles song. I know the Beatles inside and out. Joy, it didn't bring me joy. It brought me blisters, okay? It brought me blisters on my fingers. And even though that's true, the songs were still easy to play. I got 3 out of 5 stars every time. Every time.
Yeah, you can play Rock Band, and you,
yeah.
you know, I'll you even can. Give it to you. You know some music theory, you know, more than I do.
Yeah, I know
like,
what a G
can't
is.
You can't fucking play the Beatles. You can't play an instrument. You can't play a fucking recorder.
Just because I can't play an instrument doesn't mean that I can't, you know what? You sit
I'm
there.
I'm just saying you're full of shit because you're like, oh, they're all easy as pie. No, yeah, on Rock Band. That's not a real instrument.
Hey,
hello?
Hey, back off, chump. This is not Guitar Hero, okay? This is Rock Band, all right? Konami, motherfucker. That's or whoever made it.
Rock Band. Okay,
yeah, Rock Band. Yeah.
What, are the fake instruments more sophisticated on that?
No, they're actually...
video game?
They're actually, you know, kind of dumbed down. But that's not the point. Point is that with you people with your Beatles and you're like that Eleanor Rigby and Sergeant Pepper, Sergeant who? Sergeant Salt, Sergeant Worcestershire Sauce, please. Come on.
Sergeant Pepper. There you go.
Yeah.
It was experimental.
Strawberry Fields Forever. Strawberry Fields Forever.
They were stretching out. You know what? They stretched rock and roll out.
Strawberry Fields
territory
for spring and summer, and then fall comes, harvest the fucking strawberries, Joe. Right? When I'm 64. Well, how old is Paul McCartney now? He's older than 64. I left him. Peace.
All right. Well, I guess that song doesn't make any sense anymore. Well, at least he can't sing it. But he sang it for decades.
Yeah, exactly.
Again, joy. Joy to the world.
What a cop-out, right? I'm going to write a song about something's going to happen like 8 decades from now, and that way I can sing it for a long time and rack up the royalties and screw the poor man.
Well, you know what? They were the original people that had concept albums and really tried to switch it up on each album. I know this was later, but there's bands like AC/DC where it all sounds like the same shit. The Beatles were switching it up. They're all over the place.
Okay, saying AC/DC all sounds like the same shit is like saying that every time you have sex, it's the same orgasm. That's just stupid, okay? I would appreciate it if every orgasm was as good as the last one. But no. With the Beatles, it's like I'm tiny and flaccid every time. Concept albums? Were you talking about the White Album? Have you heard of Jethro Tull? Huh? Okay, then. My case is rested until you say something else.
Well, I just think George Harrison, okay?
Yeah, him.
You can't be glad that he's dead. I mean,
I'm not glad that he's dead in as much as I'm...
As My Guitar Gently Weeps, I dare you to talk shit about that fucking song. That
As
one
My
in particular.
Guitar
here
Gently
comes the
Weeps.
Sun. Beautiful. One of the most beautiful.
Here comes the sun, and there goes your integrity, As My Guitar Gently Weeps. Is that the one about the kid that fell off the balcony?
Oh, my God. Now, you've resorted to talking about Eric Clapton's son, who is no longer
know.
With us.
I don't know. Eric this Clapton,
like, you're fighting
Beatles.
Dirty at this point, and it has very little to do with the Beatles.
Well, I don't know. They all Unless sound the same to me, like, I like the way you look tonight, and, you held my hand, and I'm going to hold your hand, and 8 days a week, and that other song with the lyrics in it, right, and the words, and all that stuff.
Well, do you have some sympathy maybe for George Harrison?
Look,
that Eric Clapton song, Layla, that was basically about Eric Clapton stealing his wife. Okay. Whew. Right. That was fucking exhausting.
All right. Drink some water, dude. You're doing great. You're doing great. You're shucking. You're jiving. You are. Just keep it up, man. How you feeling?
He's fighting dirty, blows.
You knew he would.
You gotta watch out.
Yeah, no, it's. Hey, you got the gonads to take those blows that are low. You're doing all right.
Just remember, Jason is a dirty son of a bitch.
I know.
Dirty son of a bitches fight dirty.
They
so
do.
Just prepare yourself.
They do. Right. And just remember, Joe is the kind of person who just inspires dirt. Right. Don't forget that. I think you got this, dude. I really do. I think you got him scared. That's why he's fighting dirty.
All right, well, if he starts to get geeky on you, just go straight at him. Go straight at him and start fucking with the fact that he's a geek. That hurts him. It throws him off balance.
I think that's a good idea.
You can do this, kid.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's what I'm going to do. Yeah. And he's got a little cut on the left side right next to his eye. Just keep hitting that cut. He's a bleeder. He is a bleeder. He's a bleeder. He bleeds. I'm saying he bleeds. So, all right. Are your gloves? How are your gloves feeling? Are your hands with you in your mouthpiece? How's your crotch? What's going on?
All right, look, I don't think being nude worked out, so put on some shorts and let's do this shit.
All right, I'll put on some. Are you gonna put on some too? Those are nice. Where'd you get those, by the way? Is that like Neiman Marcus? Is that silk?
No, it's good. It's just Target.
Really? No, shut up. Target? That's not silk then. Is that like rayon or something?
Now listen, Joe. He's trying to get in your head right now. Don't listen to him. Listen to me.
Listen to me too.
Listen to me.
Listen to both of us.
The next topic is coming up, and I think you've just got the right side of it. So just go with it. When you're right, and throw that in his face.
Okay. Next topic. Alcohol. Fuck you, you sober son of a bitch.
Oh, that that's all? Listen, how about this? I'm sober. I'm thinking clearly. I don't know how many drinks that you've had, but you realize that there's consequences to drinking alcohol as much as you do.
You know how many drinks I've had, Joe? As many drinks as you've got inches of dick. No, as many inches of dick you don't have. Okay, whatever makes you have less dick and me have lots of drinks, that's what I've had.
Well, look, you've had about 9 drinks, and that's how many inches I've got. And in this conversation, that's how many inches I'm going to stick up your proverbial ass.
Okay, speaking of proverbial asses, your ass is the one that's 9 inches deep, and that's where you used to pour alcohol when you were a man. But you're not a man anymore. You know what you are? You're a pussy with your wine coolers and your Zimas, whatever the drink is. I don't know. What are you drinking? What do you drink? Okay.
I'm drinking coffee. And
coffee?
Tomorrow morning, I'm going to wake up just with bells on. All right, I can say something better than that. I'm going to wake up feeling real good.
Yeah.
Sun shining on my face.
Yeah.
Smiling from ear to ear. Get up and feel great to face my day.
You know
now,
what?
How are you going to wake up tomorrow?
Well, you're sober, so this should make total sense. To me, that sounds, here's a long word, get ready for it, disingenuous. Tomorrow, I'm going to wake up and feel like shit, because I am shit, because the world's shit, everything's shit, and you're just jumping around, la-di-da-da-da, I'm sober, I have a really good life. Fuck you, dude. No, you don't. We all suck. Everything sucks. Drink. Do it. Coward.
Okay, that's fair, but let me tell you this. I do feel basically positive. It's not that I'm – that's the thing. I'm not escaping from bad feelings. Now you feel – you know, you're feeling a little down. Oh, yeah. Shit, let's have a drink. If you don't have a drink, you're struggling inside. You don't have any internal resources to just kind of get yourself through the anguish, just the normal misery of life. You need to be able to tolerate that, but you can't, so you splash alcohol on it because you got a fucking problem.
Okay, can I just remind you, we're not at Taco Bell. I don't need your Taco Bell manager wisdom and shit, okay? Yeah, I feel terrible. I've said it 1,000 times. I drink when I feel bad because I want to feel better. I drink when I feel good because I don't think I don't deserve to feel good, so I want to feel bad. I drink when I feel normal because it's like, what the fuck's normal? This is weird, okay? I admit it. I like it. I embrace it. I love it. You know what? It's not like I'm shooting heroin into my cock like a certain somebody named Joe that I know.
Listen,
not you.
There's a lot to be said about shooting heroin into your erection. Okay, now it might make your erection go down immediately, but
it will actually. It'll probably kill
fun.
You. But,
and yeah. I only do that every once in a while. It's not like some sort of crutch.
No, your crutch is a literal crutch because you broke your ankle. Didn't you hurt yourself once you needed a crutch? I felt really bad about that. And I was thinking, you know, he could use a drink, but he wouldn't do it because he's sober.
Yeah, well, and you know what? This fight isn't even supposed to be about that you know, I'm sober and that you're a dastardly fucked up alcoholic. Mm-hmm. It's just in general, you know, alcohol. Good or bad.
Okay, you want to change rules? Fine. We'll go about changing rules. Every single human being on the planet would do better if they drank. And I mean every single one of them. There was a baby that was just now born. Just now. Another one. Now. Give him bourbon. Just now.
Tell that.
Give him tequila. Just now.
Better for everybody. Why don't you tell that to, like, Edgar Allan Poe, who I believe just walked around in a fucking delirious, drunken stupor for the last few days of his life and ended up falling in a ditch and fucking dying.
Well, okay. First of all, ditches are awesome. Second of all, did you not earlier say that there are bands that I like, which is wrong, but it was your point, that wouldn't have existed if it weren't for a certain sucky band from Liverpool? Okay. If it weren't for alcohol, Edgar Allan Poe wouldn't have written them poems. Boom. In your face.
Well, you're saying that Edgar Allan Poe needed alcohol to write all that shit. I'm saying that perhaps if he wouldn't have been stricken with alcoholism, he might have written even better shit. He had potential that he squandered with alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Spoken like a real weakling. You know what? He not only wrote awesome poetry while fucked up, he also fucked his cousin. Yeah, he married his underage cousin. You know who else did? That one guy with the piano. Great Balls of Fire. Him. Alcohol.
Are you arguing for alcohol?
Yes, I am.
Because who's this other guy? Jerry Lee Lewis?
Him, yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, he married Winona Ryder when she was like 14, and she was his cousin, and he wrote great music. And I don't know if there was alcohol in that movie because I never saw it, but I bet there was.
See, it's because you're drunk that you're now confusing Winona Ryder with the – with the person that she played in a fucking biopic about Jerry Lee Lewis.
There's no
starring Edgar Allan Poe. Now wait, no. I'm getting a little mixed up here.
It was that one guy. Danny Quaid. Steve Quaid. One of the Quaids. It was a Quaid, I think. It was a Quaid?
Anyway, we'll stick with Randy Quaid.
Here's
anyway,
my point.
Another reason why you shouldn't fucking drink alcohol. Just think about Randy Quaid for a second.
I think about him all the time. He's like my idol. He's my icon. He's my spirit animal. He's my what is it in Harry Potter? In Harry Potter with the when your spirit thing, like the dudes who suck your soul with sadness are coming, and then you say spirit animal, and for Harry Potter was like a thing with glowy, and then for other people it was Patronus. Randy Quaid's my Patronus. Shut up. Listen, what I was saying is that
I feel like I've got you wobbling around here. Got you on the ropes.
Yeah, because I'm drunk.
You don't even know what the fuck you're talking about anymore. And I think it's because you're drinking alcohol. It is fogging your brain, just like it does Randy Quaid's brain and Edgar Allan Poe's brain. And, you know, you're talking about Winona Ryder like a fucking idiot.
Okay, a couple things. One, I do not need alcohol to sound stupid. I can do that stone cold sober. Two,
fair enough.
You are comparing me to Randy Quaid, Edgar Allan Poe, Winona Ryder, Jerry Lee Lewis.
What are you saying? Maybe Jerry Lee Lewis, but Jerry Lee Lewis was a pedophile and it was incest. And
it's not
serious
no.
problems, including alcohol. I'm almost sure of it. I'm not.
I can't believe.
I don't know if that's a fact, but I would bet. I bet my left arm that he was an alcoholic.
All right. Well, it looks like I'm joining.
A great artist. Maybe that's true. You're saying Edgar Allan Poe's a good artist. That's fine. But if you're going to fucking try and tell me that Randy Quaid and Winona Ryder are good artists and they need to be admired, then you are fucked, sir.
Okay. Get ready to donate to the Left Arm Museum, motherfucker, because if Randy Quaid and Winona Ryder had a child, you know what that child would be called? Jason Mark. Boom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So basically, you look like a crazy homeless guy with a big fucking beard, and you just walked into a department store and stole a bunch of shit.
Yeah, and I did it drunk, motherfucker. What do you think about that?
I think you got problems, and I think so does Randy Quaid. But look,
we're not arguing about Randy Quaid. arguing about whether alcohol. What are we arguing about? Alcohol is.
Alcohol. Everybody fucking take it easy on the alcohol, including you. It fucks people up every single day. People are making asses out of themselves. They're waking up in the morning. They don't know what the fuck they did. They're looking at their phones. They're like, oh, my God, did I just text my ex-girlfriend that I want to come over and put it in her butt? And you're like, oh, no. And then you look through the text and you're like, oh, she responded saying, I'm going to call the cops, motherfucker. Leave me alone. That type of shit. And that's not from my life. I just know this type of thing happens when you're drinking.
Okay, you know why she broke up with you, though? Because you were sober, right? She wouldn't be your ex if you drank, first of all. Second of all, what if the cops come over? It's a hot lady cop. She's like, you know what? You can't stick your butt up your ex-girlfriend's. You can't stick your butt up your take off your clothes. That's
See,
what she
you
says.
Just get – you. This is an alcohol problem again, too.
No,
you
it's
get
not.
So drunk. You're wandering around on the streets. You run into a fucking lady cop, and you're so drunk, you're such a fucking idiot that you think that that cop is attracted to you somehow.
Hello,
and
she
then
put
you,
me in handcuffs.
You hit. Say what?
She put me in handcuffs. If that's not a come on, I don't know what is.
Well, to you that might be kinky, but to me that's, you know, being charged or being booked.
Yeah, because you're sober. You don't have a grip on reality, Joe. You don't know how the world works with your sobriety and your freaking, like, being productive and, like, people respect you and crap. That's not real. That's not real. That's not life. Joe?
How about this? Now, you're a dad, and your kid's a three-nager.
Yeah.
Are you going to teach your kid that it's okay to just get drunk and make a fool out of himself
Randy Quaid? How the fuck do you think I put him to bed every night? One of us is going to bed drunk.
You want your kid to grow up like Winona Quaid?
Actually, sorry, full disclosure, we use fake names on the show. My kid's real name is Winona Quaid. Boom, left hook.
Well, that is just sad. And yeah. And I hope that your kid grows up a clear-headed young man that does not constantly squander his potential with abuse of alcohol. Because
okay, you want
it
him
would
to be
a fucking it would be a shame. I think
you want him to be a loo-hoo, hoo-hoo-hoo-hooser like you hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo-sir. Boom.
You know what? Here's one last just little.
Yeah, you got 5 seconds, mofo.
Oh shit! Okay, well, I need a drink.
He is wobbly, man. You are kicking his bottom. You're looking good. You're looking real good.
I think he's getting drunk.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely. He's punch drunk for sure. Do you see him with the, when he said that thing to you and you were like, boom, right in his face? Oh, you inspire me. You really do. How you feeling?
This is the thing. He is going to probably have 3 or 4 more drinks. He's not going to be thinking clearly. He's already kind of just jibber-jabbering around like an idiot. And all you need to do, have another cup of coffee and fucking just keep this shit up. Just rope-a-dope, rope-a-dope. Pretty soon, he's just going to fall over.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say, the same thing to you. He is acting like one of those arrogant mofos who's always sober and shit. Use that against him. It's called hubris. I think you got this. I think you really got it.
All right, I got to tell you one thing. Just... I know that he's put on some shorts, but I think it's better if you envision that he is naked, because then you'll feel that he's vulnerable. So just picture Jason naked. Actually, that's a really terrible idea. Don't do that.
Okay. All right. I'm not going to. I will not picture Jason naked. Oh, wait a minute. When you say naked, Coach, do you mean like shaved and glistening naked, or just regular naked? Like just with, I mean, do you mean like with the pasties, or, I mean, what kind of naked are we talking here? Are we talking...
I mean, hey, Joe, I'm getting confused here. Am I coaching Jason or am I coaching you? Jesus Christ,
I don't know.
This is so weird.
This is really weird. I don't know who I'm coaching, but okay, let's agree. No nudity, no oils, no scented candles, right? No incense? Are we on the same page there?
You know, when I said that Jason's getting into your head, I think it's true. He seems to be able to hear everything that I'm saying to you.
I can't even hear. I can't even hear what I'm saying to you.
Don't get discouraged. We're in this. We're in this. You're going to win. Here we go.
All right. Limp Bizkit, Disneyland, Picard Kirk, or General Insults?
Listen.
You Picard. Listen.
No, Jean-Luc Picard.
Okay? Jean-Luc Picard, yeah. Uh-huh. Oh, sorry.
More experience.
I thought somebody farted. It was just you saying Jean-Luc Picard. Go ahead.
I didn't say Jean-Luc farted. It's... Jean-Luc Picard, he has more experience, I think. He's a little bit of an older gentleman.
He has more experience than...
When the captains were in their prime, all right? Like when, you know, during their main kind of tenure on the Enterprise. Okay. More experience, I think more intelligent. Mm-hmm. Certainly, I think he's just more eloquent and he's more professional. You know, he's not fucking green chicks. I really think that could.
Are you done? Sorry, I fell asleep.
Yeah, seriously.
Here's my argument. Here's my argument. And no matter what you say, I'm going to always say this. Kirk fucks. Kirk fucks. Good, say anything. Say anything. Good.
No.
Kirk fucks.
Picard Kirk fucks. Come on. The green bitches are lining up around the bridge just to. Have a little piece of Picard, but
really,
he doesn't kiss and tell.
Oh, is that what it is?
Smooth.
Oh, is that what it is? Yeah. Sorry, I'm sorry. That isn't. I could have swore
he's
you just
not
said
known as the you know the spaceship man whore. He's.
Oh, really? You're gonna slut shame Kirk? You're gonna slut shame Kirk?
He's discreet.
You're gonna slut shame Kirk? All right, that's cool. Discreet. You know what discreet means? Discreet means didn't make her come. That's what discreet means. Did not make her scream his name.
Look, just fucking aside, because yeah. That's the thing. If you're an Enterprise, if let's say you're just an ensign on the Enterprise, what's most important to you? That, you know, wild ass Captain Kirk, loose cannon, doesn't give a shit, taking risk, putting everybody's life at risk all the time. Is it important to you that, you know, he's bagged 5 women on each planet that you arrive at? I don't think that's important.
My life
is in this man's hands, and I don't give a shit how many green bitches that he's bagged. It's not important.
You know, you keep going back to the green bitches, and I think that's a little bit, I don't know, it's like you're obsessed with the green. Okay, Kirk fucked green, red, yellow, blue. That one color that nobody has a name for. I think they dedicated a whole episode to trying to figure out the color.
You calling me racist?
I'm calling you racist.
It seems to me that Captain Kirk had a penchant for green bitches. And that I'm not saying anything about that. Like, yeah, everybody's got their taste, and that's okay. I'm just saying it's not important.
Well, I'm glad you've given Kirk permission to have sexual intercourse with green aliens. Thanks, Joe.
You know what? Let's say two Enterprises. I think Kirk had the, I don't know, Model C.
Yeah, the good one. Something like that.
Picard had Model D or
D for I'm Dickless. Not sure. Yeah.
Let's put them both in the C. It doesn't matter because we want an even playing field. Uh-huh. But what I'm saying is Picard versus Kirk. Picard is gonna kick Kirk's ass. Like.
Oh man, you may not drink alcohol, but you definitely smoke crack. Please, what's he gonna do? Use the Picard maneuver? Huh? You know what Kirk's gonna do? Kirk's gonna beam over to Picard's ship. He's gonna fuck Picard, and Picard's gonna go, you're right, you win, bye-bye. That's what's gonna happen.
The thing is, not only does Kirk break the rules, I feel like that's just an excuse, because he doesn't know the rules. He doesn't know the protocol.
That's right, he's a maverick. He's Tom Cruise in that movie where Tom Cruise was Maverick. Iceman.
Picard knows the steps to take to whoop your ass, and you got to be on top of that stuff when you're in a space battle.
Okay, so let me see if I got this straight. You denigrate Kirk because he gets real good strange, but you are up Picard's butt because he hurts people. So you put a primacy on violence over love. That sounds fucked up to me, dude.
If you're getting attacked by three or four Klingon ships, and I'll give it to Kirk, he's gotten out of that mess a few times and he's blown up a few, mm-hmm. Klingon ships.
Yeah.
But if you're in that situation, you don't want someone to just be fucking winging it and like talking shit.
No, I don't. I want somebody who's winging fucking it.
You know, he's talking shit. Picard's like first trying to use diplomacy against the ugly Klingons. And then if that doesn't work out, maybe they're going to try and attack. But Picard is calm and cool. That's another thing. He controls his emotional state, and he's able to make clear decisions. And then to go back to alcohol, I have a feeling – no, I think there's probably proof if you look back at the shows and the movies. I think that Kirk was drinking and womanizing.
Yep.
And if a Klingon over the intercom on the big screen is talking shit to him, he couldn't hold his shit together.
Nope.
And he's yelling and screaming, and he's provoking, dangerous.
Yep.
You know, he should be – should be diplomatic, but he can't.
Because
he's had a few drinks.
He's had a lot of few,
and he's a narcissist. And he's yelling and screaming, and he's just trying to be the big man. Well, he's putting everybody's life at risk.
Yeah, and let me ask you this question, Mr. Smarty Pants. Let's say you are attacked by three or four 97 Klingons, whatever, and it's like, what are we going to do? Are we going to die like little punks, or are we going to get some poontang before we go out? Yeah, I'm taking the poontang every time. And here's the thing. While Kirk's getting poontang, he's still winning. Oh, yeah, Picard won. Big whoop. Dude's French. I don't know what that means, but I thought I'd say it.
You've just made my point because you basically just described Kirk as like space Trump.
Gloves are off now. No, we're bare knuckle now. You bring in the T-Man. You know what? Don't meta-box with me.
And Picard is space Obama.
Picard is space Obama. I would go so far as Picard is space Obama's taint. That's about as far as I'd go with that. Yeah. You're silent. Either your microphone broke or I just got you on the ropes.
No, it didn't break. I'm astonished at you. You left me speechless because I didn't know that these were your values.
That I think Picard is Obama's taint, a space version of Obama's taint. I didn't know those were my values either, frankly, but you drove me to it. Look, no more meta speak. Let's just get back to the brass tacks, okay? Kirk awesome, Picard suck. Boom. Picard, whatever his name is. He's French. Jean-Luc.
How about this? I think – I dare you to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Defy me this.
Yeah, go for it.
Kirk, stupid jokes all the time. He's worse than me. He was especially in the movies, I think, later on.
Yeah, speaking of movies.
Stupid jokes. Picard always has clever shit to say. I think he had better writers.
Well, let me put it to you this way, if I may put it to you. There was so much Kirkness in Kirk. He was so overflowing with kirkosity, they needed two different actors to play him. How many people have played Picard? I'll give you a hint. Rhymes with the Mexican dude's name. Juan.
I think you're wrong. I think that there was probably a young actor that played Picard as a child. So,
well, there was
for Picard too.
Yeah, yeah. Boom. As a child, you're going to bring that in? I mean, fuck. Okay, they'll go to like local theater. There's probably a billion people playing Picard, Picard, Card Perk, both of them at the same time, probably, or something.
I just realized that there was a guy that played Kirk when he was a kid too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
But there was, you know, we're back to 3-3 with the, this is it's just a wash, okay?
No, it's not.
Because I think there was, yeah, because there was three, there was also Picard as a young man, I think, when he had a little bit more hair.
Okay, so, yeah, so Picard is a child.
3-3, so.
So there's Picard as a child.
How many actors? That doesn't mean anything. How many actors plays that?
Yes, it does.
Speaking of actors.
Oh, okay, which doesn't mean anything? Go ahead.
Patrick Stewart, the guy that plays Picard.
Yeah.
Far superior to fucking Shatner.
Okay, so let me see if I got this straight. You want a tea sipping accent? Should have, because he's French, but couldn't figure out how to do that accent because he's a terrible actor, acting dude. Versus a guy who not only played Kirk, but also went on to play a cop in that show with that really hot blonde chick and that guy with the hair. Seriously?
Yeah, yeah, fucking seriously. So,
what was that show called? I don't even remember.
What I'm saying is Shakespearean, okay? If you want to put on a Shakespearean play, who are you gonna call? You gonna call fucking Shatner? Or are you gonna call Stewart? Clearly Stewart. And then Stewart's super funny too. Way, way, way funnier than Shatner has ever been. He's even got his own character on fucking American Dad. He knocks it out of the park. It's hilarious. Ugh.
Dude, that one was rough. I mean, you held your own, but it was pretty rough. I mean, he was way worse. Don't get me wrong. That was a tough round. I admire your tenacity. I really do.
All right. Chin up. He made you stutter. He made you pause for like a good 3 seconds, and then you stuttered just trying to say James Kirk. God damn.
Get it together. It's tough to say. No, you're absolutely right. It's tough to say. Look, next round's coming up. It might be the last round because I think he's a little bit waddly. And I think you can open however you want to. I think you're going to be able to take the first shot because he's on the defensive. You can either hit him with a Limp Bizkit, or you can hit him with the Disneyland, or you can hit him with the general insults. Just go for it, dude. Surprise him. Shock him. What are you going to do?
Just go for the throat. For the fucking throat.
Yeah. So surprise him. What are you going to do? He won't see it coming. Whatever it is you say right now. You say it, he won't see it coming. Whatever it is. Go. Say it.
Listen, it's Mickey Mouse time, motherfucker. Let's do this.
All right, yeah. He is virulently anti-Disneyland, which is 100% not true, but for the sake of this podcast, I think he's going to go for it. So you're going to have your work cut out for you, but I think you got this. All right, champ?
All right, so I don't know if I'm for or against Disneyland. So we'll see what he does when he comes out, and then
you got to take the initiative.
Give him all you got.
You take the initiative. Go pro, Mickey.
You know that you're ambivalent about this topic. So come on.
Okay. Again, I cannot. I don't know who I am talking to. I don't know who I'm talking to. I know who I am, but I don't care. You've got this. You're going to kick him in the dick, which is illegal. So don't do that. But figuratively, metaphorically, kick him in the dick. All right. Here we go. Yeah, Donald Duck? Right. What?
Listen.
You listen.
Classic cartoons.
Classic cartoons. Walt okay. Walt Disney.
Who started this whole thing? Walt Disney.
Yeah, who started exploiting children's...
Good, mm-hmm. I'm just going to say Disneyland. It kicks ass all the way.
Sure.
It's a wonderful thing for children.
Yeah, yeah.
And it has captured the imagination of people from all around the world for decades.
Okay, yeah. Sure. Everybody knows Disneyland is the Thailand for children. Everybody knows that, right? It's where you send your kids. If you don't give a fuck about them, you don't care what happens to them when they grow up. You just want them to run around chasing rodents. And okay, here, you're into Disneyland. I got a question for you. Pluto, Goofy, what's up with that?
look, in the world of Walt Disney, some dogs are kind of sentient, humanoid.
Yeah.
Some dogs are just fucking stupid dogs, man.
Yeah, but Goofy's stupid.
Use your imagination.
Why? Disney's supposed to give me an imagination, but he doesn't. He's like, here's a dog, here's another one, here's a couple mouses, one's got tits, hooray! Right? Donald Duck doesn't even wear pants. Doesn't even wear pants. Wears a shirt, no pants. I'm supposed to expose my children to that?
To a duck with no pants?
Yeah.
It's not like he's got a big duck dick that's hanging out.
How do you know? Have you ever been to Disneyland?
Just look at Donald Duck.
Why would I look at Donald Duck?
Big Donald Duck dick. He's just, you know, fluffy duck.
So, okay.
And he talks funny. And it makes little kids laugh. And if you had a sense of humor, it'd make you laugh too. It's fucking Donald Duck.
Okay, everyone knows I don't have a sense of humor. That's why I drink. And Donald Duck, are you telling me to look for his great big Donald Duck dick, or are you telling me that you're looking at his fluffy white Donald Duck ass? Because both of those seem creepy to me. And I don't even know what my kid's supposed to do. Marching around Disneyland. He's on, like, Space Mountain and the Kegelhorn Mountain. What's that other mountain with the dude with the yodeling and the boo-hoo?
Kegelhorn? You're the one that's Matterhorn. Sexualizing. It's you who's over-sexualizing Disneyland.
Well, because I said Kegelhorn.
And you're talking about duck dick. These are your problems. Look, if you have a cute little fuzzy dog, maybe you'll put a little jacket on him because it makes him cuter. And Disney stuff is really cute, so they put a little jacket on the fluffy little duck, and all of a sudden you're talking about duck dick.
I'm not talking about duck dick. I said he doesn't wear pants. And then you immediately started blowing this duck saying, hey, check it out. He doesn't have a dick. He's just got a nice butt. And what's this about? I said Kegelhorn. Are you saying that's sexual because of Kegels, which are exercises for your vagina? Because if that's true, then I want to know, does Daisy Duck have a duck vagina? How come she doesn't wear pants? Oh, wait, she does. Hypocrisy much? Thank you.
Well, somehow a classic ride at Disneyland.
You're saying that Daisy Duck is a classic ride.
Something to do with vagina exercises, and that's sexualizing. And now you've brought up duck pussy, and it's duck dick, and it's duck pussy, and it's Kegels on the fucking Kegelhorn.
Okay.
See, now you've got me saying Kegelhorn. It's the fucking Matterhorn. Does anything matter to you? Matterhorns? Matterhorn, not Kegelhorn.
Okay.
Fucking duck dicks.
See, okay, first of all, you're the first person in this podcast to ever say duck dick. Actually, I have no idea if that's even remotely true, but my point is this. I said no pants. You said dick. I said Kegel. You said vagina equals sex. That's rapey, dude. Vaginas do more than sex, okay? They birth babies, and they also okay, that's it, but
You're getting off topic here. Disneyland, it's a wonderful thing. It captures the imagination, and now they're like cornering the market. And they're doing a really goddamn good job of it, too. We got Star Wars. It's part of Disney. And you go to Disneyland, you get to celebrate Star Wars, and they have all sorts of cool rides and merchandise and stuff. Making the kids happy. Boom. They get Marvel. Sorry. They're bringing it in. All the superheroes. Everything's awesome. Now, they're cornering the market because they know how to do it right. They capture the imagination. Your dreams come true at Disneyland.
Okay, so if my dream is to see Luke Skywalker butt-fucking Donald Duck while Batman eats a croissant. Yeah, you're right. They capture the imagination.
Batman is DC. Has nothing to do with fucking Disneyland. And it is you, sir, who has brought up Darth Vader raping Donald Duck. Doesn't happen at Disneyland. That happens in Jason's sick brain.
Okay, I didn't say Darth Vader, you filthy motherfucker. I said Luke Skywalker, and there's a huge difference. Okay, Luke Skywalker, beard.
It's Luke Skywalker, not Luke Duckfucker. Please.
Yeah, well, you talking about my fantasies, and you're saying they're capturing your imagination. Well, they didn't capture my imagination. All they did was like, hey, dude, get up on this teacup and spin around till you puke your guts out, and then go buy some more corn dogs. Thanks, but no thanks, Marvel. Is that Iron
Man? You ever even been to Disneyland?
Why does that matter? I've never been to Disneyland, right? So I've never been to Disneyland. So I've never watched a Disney cartoon. So I don't even know who Shrek is. Is he Disney? Is Shrek Disney?
No.
Okay, sorry. I don't know. I can't tell. Sometimes it's
I'm just saying, if you had ever been on Space Mountain, you would know that that's a great ride. Okay. And, like, Splash Mountain, wonderful ride. All the kids love it. Adults love it.
All the rides are mountains.
Disneyland, we love all the rides, and it just makes you feel like a little kid.
Well, okay.
And what's wrong with that?
Okay, there's nothing wrong with that except everything. And why are all the rides named after mountains? And how come when you're on the Small World After All, it's just a bunch of midgets singing about pirates and shit? How much acid do you take, dude, when you go to Disneyland so it's not a fucking nightmare? That's what I want to know.
It's a Small World After All is not some crazy racist nightmare. Well, maybe it is. Moving on. what it's supposed to be is, hey, let's all around the world, peace, love. Let's understand each other. It's a small world after all. Okay. That's a positive message. It's not a bunch of midgets. They're fucking puppets. They're peace. Animatronic puppets, not puppets of midgets. And there's no duck dicks in the whole ride.
Your obsession with duck dicks, dude. It's like I don't even know you. I mean, it's like I really, really know you. You know what I mean? Duck dicks. And what about that mansion with the ghosts in it, right? Respect the dead? I don't think so. Right?
Is it ghost mansion? That's disrespectful to the, well, you probably hate Halloween too, huh?
Well, okay, me and Halloween get along.
Look, that guy's dressed up as a zombie. That's disrespectful to the dead. I mean,
yeah. Yeah, you just quoted me.
If you're going to go that route, that's a slippery slope, and pretty soon we're not going to be able to have any fun at all.
You know why it's slippery, Joe?
It's ghosts and goblins, and it's kind of cute, and it's Halloween-y, and not duckweeny.
I was going to say, you just can't get away from the dick, can you? It's fine. You know what? There's nothing wrong with that.
Listen. You are the one that brought up duck dicks.
No, you are. I said Donald Duck doesn't wear pants. And by the
Donald
way, I looked
Duck
it up.
Donald Duck is asexual. Let me tell you why. And they make sure. Donald Duck, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, those are his nephews. Mm-hmm. Donald Duck doesn't have sex. They don't. They separate sex from Donald Duck. He's an asexual being. He's wearing a little jacket, I think. Yeah. But no pants. But that doesn't mean that it's not sexually suggestive.
But okay,
you're right. I'm talking a little bit too much about Donald Duck.
Well, you know, he's a good looking duck, and if he's not getting it on with Daisy Duck, then he's not the Kirk of ducks. He's the Picard of ducks. Is that what you're saying? Call back.
Yes, Daffy okay. Duck is the Kirk of ducks, and Donald Duck is the Picard, and that clearly makes Donald Duck the winner. And if you watch Who Framed Roger Rabbit in the, I think it was a head-to-head piano combat versus Donald Duck, Daffy Duck, Donald Duck was clearly the winner.
Daffy Duck was Warner Brothers, just like Batman was BC, you uneducated buffoon. Yeah, I said that. So, this was supposed to be an argument about Disneyland. It ended up being an argument about 3'4" duck that's uncut, and that's kind of weird. But
what about Pixar? Can you can't talk shit about Pixar? That's Disney. That is like Disney at its best, and they've got a bunch of cool rides around Pixar. They have a whole Pixar land now.
Disney owns Pixar?
I dare you to talk shit about Pixar. I mean, that's just top-notch entertainment, beautiful stories, wonderful, emotional, funny. Pixar, bitch.
Fuck Woody. That's what I say about Pixar. Fuck Woody. And Tom Hanks. Yeah,
what's wrong with Woody? Great character. And two, the fuck problem you have with Tom Hanks, asshole?
Tom Hanks has killed more children than any other actor in the history of these remarkably one. Never mind. Oof. All right. According to the clock, Joe, we've only got 6 minutes left, but I think we might just extend it to get in the last round. What do you think? You think you're up for it? You think you got it? You want me to throw in the towel? What are you feeling?
All right. There he is again, Joe. He's talking to you somehow. I don't know. Again, he's successful. He's gotten into your head. But I think this last round, I don't even think there is a topic, Joe. I think you just need to go straight at him and insult him. Just fuck him up.
Yeah.
Tear down his character.
Yeah.
Make fun of how he looks.
Yeah.
How he smells.
Yeah.
the way that he thinks.
Yeah.
His clothes. The size of his dick.
That enormous sausage. Just, it's so big. There's no way it could be useful. Yeah, get him. Get him. With the big dick jokes. Get him.
You or himself?
What was that?
Is Jason talking to you?
No.
Talking to him?
No, I figured it out. You are inside his head.
It's like a psychotic nightmare.
And he is inside your head at the same time. So you're actually inside your own head. That's why you're winning. You're inside your own head, dude. You incepted you're inceptioning him. It yourself.
All right, here's the plan, Joe. Okay. You're going to figuratively snot rocket on his literal face.
Yeah.
I
think you should also literally snot rocket on his figurative face.
All right. So if he comes out punching, again, I think just go for dick size right away. We all know whose dick is bigger, and just belittle him. Doesn't take much because you know what I'm saying.
I couldn't help but overhear your coach talking to you, telling you to belittle me. And I think that's the very thing you should do. You should be me, but littler. You already are. That's right, because your penis is incredibly small, and mine is incredibly big, and it has its own name, it's got its own talk show, and it actually has written a book with Oprah Winfrey. So, yeah. Bye-bye, tiny dick. See you later.
Your dick might be named, its nickname might be Johnny Carson, but Johnny Carson is no longer the host of The Tonight Show, and your dick looks like a frog on a lily pad.
Yeah, you know
a
what?
A tiny frog on you a know tiny
what,
lily pad.
You know what the name of that lily pad is? Your mama. That's right. Mm-hmm.
Anyway, at least my crotch doesn't look like a thimble in a bird's nest.
You're absolutely right. Your crotch does not look like a thimble in a bird's nest. It hasn't got that big yet, but it will someday if you keep thinking about your mama.
All right, we're not gonna go mamas. I'm just gonna talk about how bad you stink. You stink like a dumpster full of wet garbage and dead animals.
Yep,
and you need to take a shower.
I do. I smell like a dumpster full of wet garbage and dead animals, and that's what the name of my cologne is. It's called Eau de Joe. Because that's not really a good comeback, but I just want to say Eau de Joe. Eau de Joe. Maybe Larko could do an Eau de... off topic. Listen. You're stupid.
Well, I was just going to let you keep talking because you couldn't get it together.
You know what?
All we need to do is listen to you for a little while and understand that who is the stupid one?
Okay.
It's Jason.
All right. You every time, oh man, if I had a dollar, you sit there in your the way you stand sometimes, Joe, it's like okay, here's me and here's you. And you're over there and I'm over here, and it's like, where are you? Why do you – it baffles me that you think that you can even try when you don't even know. Right, here's an example. Let's say that you were a fish. No, you're not a fish. You're a horse. Okay, let's pretend there were three horses and they're in a bar and they're having a drink. And one of them says, you know what?
I don't feel particularly insulted. I feel like you're completely off balance here. I'm going to go right to how fucking ugly you are, okay?
All right, go
One
for it.
One of your eyes is twice as big as the other eye.
Uh-huh,
and
it is.
It's up about 2 inches on your head like fucking Quasimodo.
Yeah.
You open up your fucking mouth, your teeth look like a fucking graveyard, and your breath smells like a graveyard, so that really works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, also, you're absolutely right, and I'm really glad you brought that up because I wondered what you were doing on the weekends. Oh, it turns out you were sniffing graveyards. That's real healthy pastime, sniffing graveyards, so you can identify the smell when some people breathe. Hey, you know what? Just so happens I happen to like eating foods that happen to smell like graveyards. It's called coincidence. Look it up in the dictionary if you can even read, if you even have a dictionary, if you even can read. I already said that.
Bears. Can read. Well, your ears are hairy. Motherfucker. Yeah,
you know what? Your hair, it screams. And hairy, it's a pun. Shut up. You shut up. Now listen. Look. Okay, watch.
Shave your ears, get some plastic surgery, take a shower, stop drinking, and your dick is small.
Okay, let me give you some advice.
Speaking of dicks, suck mine.
Speaking of dicks, suck yours.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, what? No, listen. Your butt is so hairy that if your butt was the Sahara Desert, then your butt would be called the Sahara Forest. Oh, you feeling me?
That reminds me. You're also not funny.
Yeah, it takes one to know
you're
one.
You're about as funny as cancer.
I think cancer's hilarious. You know why? Because you're cancer, and you're not funny. So that's actually not true. I don't know what I just said. Also, you stink.
Every time you speak, it's like hearing and smelling a fart.
Well, yeah, well, every time you fart, it's like hearing and smelling your mama. I mean, you're a fart. I'm not a fart. I would glad to be a fart. You know why? Because farts are useful. Farts say, hey, everybody, I digested. You know what you're good for? Making people indigested.
You know what the difference between a big 9-inch donkey dick and a joke is?
Yeah.
Your mom can't take a joke.
Oh, really original. Did you come up with that with your own? No, you didn't. Much like that sentence I just said.
Came up with the donkey dick part.
Oh, you did? What was it originally before it was donkey dick? Never mind. Shut up. You shut up. Listen. It's okay. I didn't want to go here. But
what do you got?
I didn't want to tell everyone about your nipples, but you left me no choice to talk about your nipples. I don't want to talk about your nipples.
Your nipples. What about my nipples?
Where do I start? Where do I end? Do I go? Okay, one, your nipples are bigger than your face, which is weird. Okay, two, the face on your nipples is really hard to talk to, right? It's like, hey, come into my house. Yeah, I happen to be nude. This is my nipple. His name's Fred. Fuck you, dude. That's weird. That's creepy, okay? Maybe my breath smells bad. Maybe I'm ugly. Maybe my teeth is a graveyard. Maybe I don't have much hair on my head. Maybe I limp a lot. Maybe I like really weird porn with nuns and clowns and dogs.
Are you discriminating against people like myself that have creepy talking face nipples? I find that offensive.
Good. I'm glad because I wanted to offend you. You know what? I think every single person on the planet who has a creepy talking face nipple, and as far as I know, that's just you, suck.
Well, how about your nipples?
How about hairy? My nipples? Yeah.
Hairy on the left, hairy on the right.
Yeah.
Hairy in the middle. Nipples, they're hairy all night.
Yeah. Well, here's something you don't know. This will make you laugh, probably. I got four nipples. Boom. And they're all hairy. Yeah, and none of them talk. Shut up.
Anyway, let me recap. So you're too fucking hairy, including your nipples mm-hmm. and your ears. Mm-hmm. So please need to get to work.
Okay.
You need to pull out some hedge clippers.
Yep.
And get that hair under control.
Okay. And the reason why you won't do it is because you might accidentally cut off your thumb. Yeah, I went there. I said the reason why you won't pick up some hedge clippers is because you might accidentally cut off your thumb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Bringing that up, are
you? Yeah. You know what you need to do? You need to go up in the attic and hermitize yourself. Oh, you fell through the ceiling.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That really hurts. That really hurts.
Well, you know what? You know what also hurts? Doeg, that you are my cousin, and you talk to me like I'm your brother or something. It is just...
What, are you going to fucking cry now?
I'm faking it because we got like 2 minutes left.
Why don't you cry for me for about 2 minutes? And then our listener, who's probably stopped listening to our fucking stupid show, this is the stupidest show we've ever done. Now you're just going to cry for 2 minutes straight. And anybody who's left listening, and there was only one listener, so now there's no people listening. We're going to go into the negatives now. You're going to cry for 2 minutes straight, and then we'll have -3 listeners. Now we're moving down to the fucking -4.
You know what? I just realized something. You're an asshole.
Fair enough.
Yeah, pretty much. I was faking it, by the way. I wasn't really crying. Mm-mm. No, you were the one crying. Ha!
I got all my tears out before the show.
Yeah, how'd you do that? Did you pluck a nose hair?
No. I was just thinking about your hairy ears and your hairy nipples.
You keep going back to the hairy. What is it with you and the hairy? Let me guess. You much like Lovecraft, are terrified of your mother's vagina, which is why he invented Cthulhu and you invented something. I'm sure. Vampires. I don't know. You shut up.
You're terrible at this, but so am I. You're just a little bit worse. That's the thing.
Okay, you know
what? If you were a little bit better, then maybe we could kind of push each other to excel in, you know, a situation like this. We're trying to do a good podcast.
Okay, you know what? Okay, all right. Push each other to excel. Who, you or me, who has done 94 podcasts, huh? Who? You or me? You or me? You or me? Who? Who, Joe?
Well, I've done at least 94 podcasts.
Well, so have I. All right, so, yeah, talk about inspiring.
I think that you've been kind of spiritually absent for a good portion of the show, so okay, I'd put you around, like, 80.
You know, Matthias.
I'm basically just doing them by myself half the time.
You are. And you know why? Because I can't stand you. You get on the microphone. You say things. People, they laugh. Oh, everybody thinks you're awesome. Everybody wants your autograph. You have sex. You have food. You have drinks, except you don't. You got respect and crap. What do I got? This is the only thing I have. Spiritually missing? Motherfucker, you... All right. We need to go to the judge and get a decision. Do you know who the judge is? Who's judging this fight?
You know what? I think Shags should be the judge. If Shags can listen to this whole show and not just hit stop, she can get all the way to the end. Maybe she can tell us who won.
Yeah. I think Shags, you won.
Are you out there?
I think you won.
Tell us who...
I think we held our own until the last round and you just... dude... You were brilliant. You didn't let up. That crying was real, by the way. Crying was real.
The rounds was some like David Lynchian weirdness. I had no idea what was going on.
Yeah. Yeah, I enjoyed that.
We'll see if it's fun to listen to, though.
Well, you will, yeah. I'm glad we got that out of our system because I like telling you how much of an asshole you are. I like to keep that inside. And now I can like wait a year, right? Before I have to do this again. You're like taxes. Insulting you is like taxes, Joe. I just once a year and I'm done. I don't like it. Because you're my best friend.
You know what? It's hard to fight with you. One, because I'm not as good at improvising as I would like to be. Did you hear how fucking... I can barely put together a sentence right now. Here's the thing. I would rather be on the same page with you and have fun than I try to fight with you, and I find it very difficult. But you know what? This is for the holidays. You're supposed to fight with your family on the holidays.
Yeah.
So we got to do this around this time of year, every year, and maybe we'll get better at it.
Hey, since we're on the same page, I 100% agree with you. One, mad respect for the Beatles. It's not music that I like, but I do think that they were genuinely decent contributors to the music genre, to music as a whole. Alcohol will fuck people up, and it needs to be taken in moderation. Picard and Kirk, I think they're about equal, but, you know, go with the one you like, that's fine. And as for insulting people, or as for Disneyland, it's beautiful. It's a wonderful thing. Love it.
You know, Jeff Ross would be very disappointed in me because I couldn't come up with one original insult for you.
No, you
I was just throwing
good.
Out my favorites. You know, Thimble and Bird's Nest, Frog on a Lily Pad.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, go with the classics. I don't got a problem with that.
Donkey dick in your mom's butt is just... That's just the fundamentals.
I'm pretty sure the ancient Egyptians used that one. I mean, and I say that with respect for you and them. It's just good. Just donkey dick in your mom's butt. I mean.
Well, I'd say it's been a good fight.
Mm-hmm.
I feel beat up, so maybe it was a good fight.
I think so. Yeah.
And so, little teaser. If anybody's listening, what would you like to do next week? We got the Christmas episode coming up, but not next week. Oh, we can do a notes episode.
We're gonna do a notes episode. Are we gonna do that Friday?
Oh, yeah, we're doing it on Friday.
Yeah, because we're behind.
A little behind schedule, so we need to catch up.
Thanksgiving kind of screwed us up.
Notes episode.
Notes. Not musical notes either. We're talking about random thoughts. Hashtaggy stuff.
Yes, hashtag stuff.
Although I realized that in the last episode, I said hashtag a lot. So.
Well, it's even in the title.
Yeah, it is. It's in the title. Although no one knows that. Well, I guess they will have listened to it before they listen to this one, even though I haven't posted the last one while recording this
one. You said it in the show, so maybe if people... No, but nobody's heard it yet.
That's right. But they will have heard it if they listen to it before they listen to this one. It's weird how this works. But...
Hey, just by the way, are you going to put these both out just at the same time? Can this just be a double episode? I mean, not together as one episode, but are you going to post them?
They'll be close together, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I will. And if you're listening to this right now, you already know that. Because it's been posted.
So confusing.
It is.
All right, let's. I need to go to bed.
Okay. Can you hang out for 41 more seconds?
Yeah,
I'll tell you what, actually...
Should I do my screamy thing?
Yeah, I'm going to be quiet. I'm going to mute myself. And you got 30 seconds to do your screamy thing at some point. So, Joe, I love you. Okay. Thanks for the fight. It was really good. And I do think Inception sucks. Peace!
I love and hate you too, Asimov.